Shalom, Ravosa. I hope all is well. I hope the summer is going well. This week's Pirkei Avos, this Shabbos happens to be Tisha B'Av, but you know, through the summer we learn Pirkei Avos. So this week's Pirkei Avos is Perek Dalet. And I thought we'd just start at the beginning, very famous Mishnah at the beginning, so much to talk about, but we'll just hit one point. Omer Ben Zoma says, again, famous lines, Ezu Chacham Halomid Mikol Adam, who is smart, who learns from everybody, quotes a pasuk. Ezu Gibor, who is strong, Akovesh Ez Yitzro, someone who overcomes his Yitzhara, quotes a pasuk. Ezu Ashir, who is wealthy, Asamech Bechelko, someone who is happy in his lot, quotes a pasuk. Ezu Mechubad, who is honorable, Hamachabed Sabrios, someone who honors the creations, and quotes a pasuk. So obviously tons to talk about here. We're just going to pick one of them. And that's Ezu Ashir Hasamech Bechelko. What does it mean? Ezu Ashir, who is rich, someone who is happy in his lot. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Yikia Kapecha Kisochel Ashrecha V'Tovlach. Ashrecha B'Olam Hazeh V'Tovlach B'Olam Haba. Right, just to translate the pasuk, Yikia Kapecha Kisochel, if someone who kind of consumes, he eats, Kisochel, Yikia Kapecha, the work of your hands. So Ashrecha, it's good for you. V'tovlach, it's good for you. And the Gemara and the Mishnah says Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, it's good for you in this world. Fortunate are you in this world. V'tovlach l'olam haba, and it'll be good for you in the future. So naturally, everybody understands that someone who is wealthy is someone who doesn't look for outside things, extra things. Does not jealous of his friend. Or you can imagine. Pretty straightforward. But again, it's not so easy. Meaning a person, let's say, who is not so wealthy, it's not so easy to be, you know, sameach b'chalko, to be happy with your lot. Right? Other people are more wealthy, have more luck. It seems like things are better for them. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim writes. They quote the name of Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim has a sefer on... the Chavetz Chaim didn't write it, but it's on Pirkei Avos, and it's a collection of all his writings on the different... all the different Pirkei Avos. This is in a sefer called Machane Yisrael, but it's quoted here in his collections of the writing of the Chavetz Chaim. He says, "L'chora eich yifal ha'adam ba'atzmo." How is a person supposed to really do this? It's not so simple. What's pshat? So he explains with an example. He says, "If you take someone, I'm just translating as I go. If you take, let's say, you have two people who work in the diamond industry, yeah." One person digs out the coals, and shines them up and passes them along and gets them ready like that. Another coal miner. Another person works with the jewels themselves, fine-tuning the jewels and setting them and making them ready to be worn, etc., etc. He says, the big, huge drill that is shayach for, let's say, the coal miner, yeah, would be devastating for the guy who works with the jewel itself. Yeah, the guy who works with the jewel itself needs a tiny little drill, a tiny little utensil. A big, huge drill to drill out coal would destroy the item that he is working on. And the opposite is true as well, that when a coal miner, if he would use these tiny utensils that an actual jeweler uses, so it would totally destroy his parnasa and his job, and it would never be able to help him because, you know, it'd take him forever to dig out the coals and the diamonds that he was looking for. And says Chavetz Chaim, that's a pshat. Meaning, Kosh Baruch Hu gave each person a neshama. Yeah? Each person has a special neshama for him. And Kosh Baruch Hu knows which nisyonos, which tests, are proper for each neshama. And for whatever reason, a person has a test of being poor. So Kosh Baruch Hu thinks that's the best test. And the best way a person is able to pass the tests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests us with, through those nisyonos. Right? He writes that there are tests for every type of person. Right? Every single person is tested in some way. Someone who is rich, says the Chavetz Chaim, right, is tested in terms of how he gives his money. Is he going to be gratuitous with his money? Is he going to give it to tzedakah? Is he going to use it for inappropriate things? A person is certainly very much tested with his money, how he spends his pursuits. A person does need to make a parnasa, how much does he learn? Right, that would be, for a lot of people, that would be a tremendous nisayon, to have enough money that you don't need to work, and you, how much is a person going to learn when it doesn't need to work? That's a tremendous nisayon. How much is a person going to learn the appropriate amount of Torah, etc., etc.? For whatever reason, a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a person poor, makes him need to work hard for a living. That's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to polish this diamond. Those are the tools that a Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to give this person to try and shine out his neshama. Just like the coal miner and the jeweler would need different tools to complete their tasks, so too each person needs their own tools to be able to shine and complete the task of perfecting their neshama. So that's one etzah, perhaps, to try and come to this midah of ashirus, of being rich, to be sameach b'chalko, and try and be happy with our lot. Whatever it is, each person struggles with a different type of thing. That's why I always tell guys in yeshiva, don't ever compare yourself to a friend of yours in yeshiva who may be, quote-unquote, learning better, learning longer, learning in a higher shir, because there is no comparison. Each person has his own nisyonos, whether it's, you know, sitting still in the base medrash, or someone who can sit still, putting in the amelis and putting in the effort. Again, it depends. Every single person has a different set of characteristics and nisyonos, and you shouldn't compare one to the next. I just do want to mention one other pshat, which I thought was beautiful. I saw in a sefer called Yena Shel Torah. He quotes a pshat I'd never heard before of Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Baal HaToldos. Never heard of him either, but I'm sure he's a big tzaddik, or was a big tzaddik. He says, unbelievable pshat, and I never heard this before. Ezu Ashir Asamech B'chalko. What does it mean? Someone who is rich, he's happy with his lot. He writes, Shesamech B'chalko. What is our chelek? Our chelek in this world is to be Jewish, is to be Jews. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our chelek. Right? He says, don't ever be jealous of goyim. Don't ever be jealous of people, you know, who do not have a Kadosh Baruch Hu as their chelek. We are so lucky. We are the Am HaNivchar, that we have Torah mitzvos and a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? As he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem menas chalki. Hashem is my chelek, is my portion. Right, be happy with your portion, and then it'll be tov lecha ba'olam hazeh, and tov lecha ba'olam haba, ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, v'tov lecha ba'olam haba. Someone who is happy with his relationship and works on his avoda and Yiddishkeit, so it'll be good for him in this world and the next world. And we should not be jealous of someone who chas v'shal, or unfortunately does not have that chelek, that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. All right, Rabbi Osei, have a tzlach rabba. Be in touch. Continue to have a wonderful summer. I'll see you at the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Amen, Kenny Rotson.